Theory in Practice by Verity, read by X-Maneater. So, Wing gestures above their heads, her hands like graceful birds across the poster of the periodic table on the ceiling. I know it can happen, theoretically.
Theoretically, echoes Lan Chan.
I've gotten sort of close on my own, but I always get distracted. They are lying shoulder to shoulder next to each other on Wei Ying's bed, which is a twin XL that Wei Ying may or may not have stolen from a dorm room at some point in the past. The vinyl wrapping over the mattress squeaks whenever Wei Ying adjusts her position. Even when she's wedged between Lan Chan and the wall, she's always moving, squirming. It makes Lan Chan want to pin her down, to force Wei Ying to yield all her attention.
Distracted?
Very casually, Wei Ying says.
Don't you? When you're...
She shifts against Lan Chan, her elbow bumping the wall on the other side. Lan Chan stares at the periodic table. If she focuses too hard, the border between the non-metals and halogens blurs.
Wei Ying, she says. Are you asking me how I masturbate?
A tense silence settles between them. Wei Ying breaks first.
Out of academic interest.
I can show you. At this, Wei Ying turns her head. Is she blushing?
You don't have to, Lan Chan.
If Lan Chan had known when they met how easily she could fluster Wei Ying in turn, maybe she wouldn't have found her so infuriating. When Jiang Cheng and Wei Ying started attending a magnet high school downtown, they switched to a different Chinese school. Cloud Recess's academy had been run by the Lans for two generations. Wei Ying didn't last long, but Lan Chan still saw her regularly. Their high schools were rivals in both quiz bowl and concert band. Lan Chan taught herself how to orgasm multiple times in a row, thinking about how Wei Ying's skill with the flute could translate between her legs. After they chose universities on opposite sides of the country, Lan Chan thought she might never see Wei Ying again. This did not inhibit her fantasy life. Now they're at graduate programs in the same city. With a decade of study under her belt, Lan Chan has the upper hand.
It will satisfy your intellectual curiosity.
If I could squirt, I'd have done it on my own, right? Wei Ying lets out a nervous laugh. I have attempted the theoretically possible.
Lan Chan weighs her options.
You are impatient.
You don't know that.
I know, Wei Ying. At her side, Wei Ying wriggles again. It's really easy for me, okay? To get off. I don't need anything inside me. So the mechanics of it are... It's hard to stay focused just for scientific curiosity, Lan Chan.
Lan Chan does not need any scientific curiosity to stay focused. Her ears are hot, her nipples chafing against the confines of her bra.
Wei Ying is not wearing a bra. If Lan Chan wanted to, she could roll over and suck on Wei Ying's nipples right through the thin cotton of her t-shirt. And maybe Wei Ying could come just from that, the first time.
You don't have to stop when you come, Lan Chan says. Her voice is surprisingly steady.
You can keep going. Wei Ying doesn't respond immediately, and they lay next to each other quietly for a few minutes. Lan Chan finds this pause more comfortable. It's good to be close to Wei Ying like this, warm and trusting and aroused, to feel certain that if she waits...
Fine, Wei Ying says. You can, show me. How do you mean, exactly?
With my hands, Lan Chan says.
Where?
In you, Wei Ying. Wei Ying sucks in a breath.
Okay.
I want to touch you other places, Lan Chan says as her restraint crumbles.
Will you let me? I want to use my mouth.
Shit, Wei Ying says, eyes fixed overhead, possibly on the alkali metals.
Do whatever you want, Lan Chan.
Immediately, Lan Chan rolls on top of Wei Ying. They're the same height, or nearly, but Wei Ying's build is slighter. Lan Chan can easily cage her in, her elbows on either side of Wei Ying's, her mouth pressed to Wei Ying's throat just beneath her ear. Wei Ying lets out a little squeak when Lan Chan licks her there, then bites down. Lan Chan slots her leg between Wei Ying's as they fall open. She wants to possess Wei Ying in every way, to wring pleasure out of Wei Ying until she can't even speak. The soft skin of Wei Ying's throat feels good between Lan Chan's teeth.
She puts her weight onto one elbow so she can shove her hand down Weying's sweatpants.
What the fuck? Weying moans. Lan Chan, what are you?
You're not wearing underwear, Lan Chan observes as she threads her fingers through Weying's pubic hair, which scrunches pleasantly under her palm.
I need to do laundry.
Weying is already so wet that the crotch of her pants is damp against the back of Lan Chan's hand. Lan Chan likes it. She slides two fingers into Weying, who is unexpectedly tight. This is already so different from how Lan Chan has always imagined sex with Weying would go. You feel so good, Lan Chan says, pulling out to draw quick stripes up Weying's clit, the way she'd move her tongue over Weying if she had her head between Weying's thighs. Are you going to come for me, Weying? Weying gets even wetter when she comes. She shakes the whole way through it. Lan Chan doesn't let Weying pull away. She grinds the flat of her palm against Weying's clit, and Weying orgasms again, shocked into tears.
Lan Chan,
she moans, already wrecked, incredulous.
I told you, Lan Chan says. You can keep going.
She moves off Weying to pull Weying's sweatpants off, but doesn't bother to remove Weying's shirt. Lan Chan leaves her own leggings and sweater dress on, even though she's soaked through her underwear. She does roll up her sleeves. This isn't about Lan Chan, even if she ends up coming from the seam of her leggings riding up against her. This is about Weying. Now Lan Chan lets herself touch Weying's breasts, cupping them through Weying's shirt while Weying watches her through half-lidded eyes. Do you like this? She says, dragging her thumbnail over one of Weying's nipples. Do you like... Lan Chan ducks her head to suck on the other one, then takes it between her teeth and delicately bites down.
Yes? Yes, Weying says faintly.
Lan Chan shoves her hand beneath Weying's shirt and pinches her nipple for a few moments, then releases it just as suddenly. She lifts her head to ask, Can you come from this?
I've never tried before.
We can find out. Lan Chan pushes Weying's shirt up to her collarbones, then pinches both of her nipples, until Weying shudders and grinds up on Lan Chan's thigh. Weying is going to ruin these leggings, and Lan Chan will let her.
You're so committed to... Weying throws her head back. The pursuit of knowledge, Lan Chan.
Weying doesn't come from having her nipples played with, but she gets so wet that she soaks Lan Chan's leg. This time Lan Chan meets no resistance when she sinks her fingers into Weying's pussy. She crooks them against Weying's G-spot, tugging toward her, and Weying moans again.
How are you so good at this?
Patience. Practice.
Is this really how you get off?
Yes, Lan Chan says, thinking about Weying. Weying tries to sit up, but Lan Chan pins her with her arm over Weying's hips, her hand still working inside Weying.
Lan Chan, Lan Chan, holy shit, she gasps. Please kiss me. I want to kiss you while you get me off.
Now it's Lan Chan's turn to get distracted. She leans up to press her mouth to Weying's, and Weying kisses her, breathless, while Weying clenches around her fingers. It's so good that Lan Chan has to rub herself against Weying's thigh. Oh, Lan Chan has to keep it together. She has to... When you're close, just relax the whole way. Just let go.
I'm so close,
Weying says, wrapping her arm around Lan Chan's waist to pull her closer.
Kiss me, Lan Chan. Just keep kissing me.
Lan Chan turns her hand so she can brush her thumb over Weying's clit, and that's what does it. Weying's whole body convulses and she gushes all over Lan Chan's hand, wrist, soaking the bed beneath them. When Weying is done, Lan Chan collapses beside her and shoves her hand into her own leggings, still wet with Weying. She comes in seconds. The afterglow is gentle and hazy. Lan Chan surfaces to find Weying stroking her hair.
Wow, you're so nasty,
Weying says admiringly when Lan Chan meets her eyes.
I would never have guessed.
Lan Chan says. You should drink water, Weying. Weying reaches behind her to pull a battered Nalgene off the shelf, nearly bonking herself in the head at the process.
Ah, there's my sweet Lan Chan again.
She spills some water on herself as she drinks. It trickles down her throat and over her collarbones, beating on the rise of her breast. Lan Chan takes the bottle from Wei Ying when she holds it out.
Sweet?
Yes. Wei Ying's eyes light with mischief. Can you keep going?
I can show you,
Lan Chan says, rolling toward Wei Ying again. She lets the empty bottle tumble off the side of the bed. Wei Ying reaches for the hem of Lan Chan's sweater.
You better.
The end.